Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood, this is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
A place of our own without a lot of parents peering down our backs.
Radio worth watching.
And here we go.
All right, everybody, it's the Schmoes No Podcast. It is a fantastic, fantastic show for so many reasons. I'm Christian Harloff.
And I'm Mark Ellis. And my goodness, I've been waiting for this for so long. It is finally here, the return of the NFL, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
It's the return of the NFL.
The NFL season has kicked off, and I have no idea what's happening. Do not spoil it tonight,
that
Christian.
That was a really rude build-up.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait.
No, wait. That has to be next. We have to say, Tiffany, it's nice to see you. Welcome back.
I'm getting such a nice welcome.
It's nice to see you. But let's do what we're doing here. There's a reason why. There's someone back in the studio.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
gonna start fucking twerking.
Uh oh. See?
Nobody needs to ever twerk after.
No, and no one would ever introduce themselves by fucking twerking except the lovely ex-co-host of the show, a friend of the show, and with the new movie Riddick coming out tomorrow, that we won, Katie Sackhoff. Welcome back to Schmoville, Katie.
Yay.
Very nice. Very nice.
See, she doesn't do that like she's the ex. She does that like she's the once, present, and future champion of Schmoes. No, she has the belt.
Could you imagine if I did that and then punched it?
Yeah. Well, Katie, we're going to be talking.
I love what it sounds, Katie.
Now, guys, what we're going to be doing for this first hour for regular Schmoes No listeners, so you know, the news will happen around the 9 o'clock area because we have Katie for a full hour and want to talk to her about everything going on. She's not the co-host tonight. She's our guest. We want to talk to her about what the fuck is going on.
Different hat for Katie to wear. You must be nervous.
I actually put on makeup. It was so weird. Like, I was getting ready to come here. Like, I was actually, like, doing my job for press.
I knew there was something different about you. So you put makeup on when we say, hey, Katie, we need a guest on the show. But when we need a co-host, you're like, just get me a beer and I'll roll out of bed and I'll look how I look.
Yeah, and we were talking about
she's
that too.
Still drinking beer with the makeup
it's
on.
Kind of true.
True. Yeah. Well, we were talking about that too when we were doing the show back when we were in the mornings. Katie would show up at like 7:50. And do a show at 8 to 10 in the morning, and we'd still be like, I'll take a beer. You know, that would show you, like, her and I would be drinking and having a good time, and it's good to have you back, Katie.
Fucking Ellis would sit over there like a, you know,
puss.
Like a puss without a beer in his hand. Yeah. And we're like, really?
How are you guys drinking? Our parents are home.
All right.
Please laugh into the mic, Katie. Yeah, they need to know these jokes
are
landing.
My mic is acting really weird.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a little.
You sound as great as ever.
Everything, we're working on. But guys, again, so make sure tonight you're going to tweet in at Schmoesno, at Katie Sackhoff, at Tiffany's Tweets, and talk to us tonight. Make sure you hashtag everything Schmoesno, Schmoesno podcast.
It looks like we're doing really weird dances, but it's because our headphones are acting weird, and then both of us are like.
Who put the girls together, Christian?
I know.
I told you about this last time.
Well, Johnny Ice will be working on this.
The girls are taking over the treehouse.
All right, let's
taking our beer.
Let's get into this thing, Katie.
Our beer.
Katie, it's Riddick time.
It is Riddick time.
Yeah, when you first joined us in as co-host in June of last year, you were, I believe, shooting the movie or had just shot it, one of the two.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a little bit. Now we've seen it. Now it's out there. How excited are you for the open?
Really excited. I'm just excited for people to see this movie. I I was so nervous to be kind of like the lone estrogen quota in the movie.
Right.
And, because like I said to you guys a long time ago, you know, if people walk out of the movie and say the girl was bad, they're not going to go, which one? You know,
right.
I mean, it's like, this is it. So I was really excited when I saw it because I truly enjoyed the movie.
Right.
So, and people seem to be loving it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and so it's the big release of the weekend. Everybody's talking about it.
This is going to be the biggest movie. Like, it's going to be number one at the box office.
Well, it's the only big movie.
It's
going to
be first.
Yeah, that's true. Which is awesome.
Is J.D.
Nice.
Salinger going to beat it? I mean, the guy wrote a great book, but film, no, he's not taking out Riddick.
The interesting little tidbit of news: One Direction has been one in number one spot in the UK for a while.
Yeah,
and got bumped out last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, well,
that's
flexing some muscle.
That's
good.
Awesome. You know what's good about that, too? Again, it's a good time as well for you to be in this movie because Vin Diesel's another guy. He had, you know, he came out with those big action movies, but again, like Pitch Black or whatever in the day. And then it kind of fell off a little bit and then just came back. I mean, no pun intended, with Fast and Furious. And now he's got the
nice sound effect.
Yeah. I'm working on a break screech. I got the vroom.
It's going good.
Mine was like my Dragon Call.
Yeah, I know.
And literally,
it's very popular.
It was a car. That was a car breaking. It was. He's like, hit a fucking dove or pigeon.
So
it's like a dove being molested. Yeah.
It's just like old times. It's just like old times. Now we're again. So you get now that Vin Diesel's having that not comeback, but a resurgence. Right. I guess
he's on the map again.
Well, you know, I mean, truthfully, Universal made a decision to hold Riddick back after Fast 6 on purpose.
Yeah, smart.
You know, they did it because they knew that franchise. You know, the last Chronicles of Riddick.
It's a little bit of a disappointment.
I personally loved the movie, but I think as far as the budget was concerned, you know, I don't know if it was perceived as to be a success. I don't know. So they, you know, following Fast 5, you knew Fast 6 was going to, you know, clear out the box office and clean it up. So to put Riddick after that is a smart choice.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I mentioned when we shot a review, the asshole editor cut it out. But I don't think you need to see Pitch Black or Chronicles of Riddick to enjoy Riddick. And you guys can watch our review on our YouTube channel on Schmoes Know, because I thought Riddick was awesome. Like, sci-fi movies in general this year have just been my favorite things to see, because I thought Elysium was great. I love Star Trek. And this one, too, it felt like I was watching The Thing a little bit.
Right.
When you guys are, there's a big part of the movie when they're in this kind of bunker, and it's no longer me versus you. It's humans versus this other shit that's happening outside in the rain. So,
well, I mean, what I liked about the movie, and I actually saw somebody that didn't like it.
What's their name and address?
Jeremy Johns. what he didn't like was that it felt like there were three completely different movies. That's the thing that I liked the most about it, was that you had three very distinct different pieces of this movie that all went together perfectly. Mm-hmm. And you know, I loved it. That's what I loved the first time I saw it, was like, wow, this is like three different movies that like seamlessly went together.
Right. Well, and I had rewatched Pitch Black and Chronicles right before seeing Riddick.
Yeah.
And for me, I mean, I said this before, but I'm like, I really felt like it took the best parts of both that worked really well and put them into Riddick.
Right. Right.
You know?
Well, and I think you needed this movie before you went down to the Necromonger world or down to the Underverse. Like,
what are those things called?
Necromongers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows all the lingo, too.
Yeah, I do. Well,
you're not going to stump her on that kind of shit, especially with all the Battlestar stuff she had to learn and stuff. Necromonger's like cake.
It's like a quarterback going to like a new system. It's like, oh, no, an XYZ out in this offense is something different.
Right.
But
Let me tell you, I stole the playbook before that.
Well, let me tell you, too, because I said this again in our review as well. My thing, too, one of my issues, and it's not because you're in the room. I thought you were underused, to be completely honest with you. I think that...
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
No, you stop it.
What?
You just...
They couldn't afford the right one.
You just...
See, that's what I wanted to do, because the left one is in there, but I would have started a Kickstarter campaign to get the right one. What did Halle Berry charge? Like 500 grand? We could have done
that
boys.
Insane,
well, you're lucky
you
didn't do Chronicles of Riddick. You would have been full frontal.
That was crazy.
All right, but that's not what I was talking about, you creep.
I'm sorry.
What I was talking about was the fact that you're right. Dahl is set up very well as a tough character. Mm-hmm. She's punching dudes in the face. There's a scene that I don't want to spoil anybody, where she's getting into it with guys left and right.
Right.
And then there's something that happens at the end, and it just... I wanted to see more of her. And it's like, where did she go? Because she was... Her and Vin Diesel, I felt, were the two really fucking cool ones, and she kind of is gone.
David Toohey made a funny comment about it because I had asked the same thing. You know, Sorry.
See, that's why he wears a suit.
My doctor told me to avoid sports where balls flat in my face. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
David Toohey's the director.
Yes, thank you. So David Toohey's the director, and he told me that there wasn't room for three people in the cockpit. Literally what it came down to, and that I had to leave 2 weeks before because I had to get to Longmire to shoot. So it was just kind of the one that got kicked out of the cockpit. But he said, you know, we kind of like that it's... open, and that we don't really know where you are.
It's a really cool backstory. Like, when I saw the trailer for Riddick...
that's spoilers for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah.
In the cockpit, Katie's hanging out in the cockpit, guys. Sorry if we ruined your popcorn eating.
Hanging with cocks in a pit.
It was musical cockpit, and Katie was still walking.
But you weren't, actually, because you weren't
the music
with the cocks.
I was not with the cocks. I wasn't. It was amazing. I don't know.
It's so funny to watch the contrast, because like, you're like, with the cocks. And Tiffany's like, with the cocks. Yeah. In the back and forth. Like, she's
I like
blushing.
Said it, and I was like.
Tiffany's like the girl whose parents didn't sign the permission slip to take sex ed. And she's like, what are you
guys
talking
about?
Katie
shows up, and I was like, I want to say bad stuff, too.
It's true.
But Katie, so you were nice enough to get us into the Riddick panel at Comic Con.
That was
honestly,
like Fort Knox, by the way.
That was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my entire career was get these two guys into that Riddick panel.
Thank you.
Don't forget, I was left alone. Yeah,
that stupid mic is
I
over.
I was left alone for 5 hours.
Yeah. Kenny manned the room with the maid while we were out and about.
Where's our engineer? Can we see if our engineer wants to hang out with us?
It was a fun day at Comic Con because Katie was kind of like the nine members of Ocean's 11 that are useful. And then Chris and I were like Casey Affleck and Scott Kahn. Oh, you know, we're just like hanging out, racing cars outside, waiting for a phone call from Katie. But we got lucky. We got in there. That was the first time I had seen any footage of any Riddick movie.
Right.
And I made the comment at the time.
You hadn't seen Pitch Black or?
No. See, no.
Thanks for paying attention to what I say.
Seen Battlestar Galactica.
No, he still hasn't.
I'm waiting on the DVDs, kid. Right. Waiting on the DVDs. Wow. So you get to send
that. Send me a text instant message. Watch.
I see this footage, and I was going to say that Katie looks like the female Boba Fett in this, where she's just kind of this badass bounty hunter where there's an element of mystery to her. You don't really know where she came from, where she's going. What's her job? Is this her day job? Is she moonlighting? And I think maybe it was more true than I thought, because a lot of fans love seeing Boba Fett in the original trilogy.
Right.
But they don't get a whole lot of him. So maybe we need our own Dahl. That's your name?
Yeah.
I call her Dollar Bill. We need our own Dollar Bill movie that would be after Riddick, right?
Yeah, I think I would like to see more, like learn more about her, I think.
I think we will.
Yeah.
No, I really think that we will. You know,
so go see the movie.
Yeah.
So that we can make more of this.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what's funny, though? I think that people see the movie and they think that it's Doll, like D-O-L-L, like a baby doll.
Ellis did until 2 seconds ago.
There was a line in where Matt Nabel's character at one point where I punch Santana in the face. He says, don't fuck with that German DNA or something like that. Mm. And so you understand that Doll, then, if you know anything about German last names. Dahl is actually a German last name, and it was actually my grandmother's maiden name.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's awesome.
Did you know?
Was your grandmother a bounty hunter on a distant planet?
Yes, she was. It was amazing.
Well, so, you know, here's a question then, too, because I actually saw the interview that you did with Tiffany Smith.
Yay!
And you had said one of the things that was cool was that Vin Diesel actually told you if you love this character as much as he loves Riddick, that you should go and make your own character and really know about him, and they'll let you fly with it. What did you create about Dahl that, like, what was the, and I'm sure you wanted to kind of detach a little bit from Starbuck and make a difference. So.
I tried. You know, I mean, there's always going to be comparisons. They're both blonde. They're both, like, badasses.
They look similar. I
mean, badass girls in
same
space.
Same bone structure. Same tattoo.
It's weird. It's very weird. Same left tit. It's a really, really hard thing to distinguish.
You notice the left tit here. It looks the same as the left tit.
I've seen this titty before.
I want to go back to the tit scene in a second, too.
That's one of the things that Vin said to everybody, is that you have to do backstory, because nobody's going to know this character as well as you do. And if you've done your work and you come back and you've done the work, then you're going to be right.
Right.
In every argument or discussion or anything you have about the character, you will be right.
And the chemistry is pretty good with you guys.
I loved Vin. Still really good friends with Matt Nabel, who played, I don't even want to say his last name.
Oh, oops.
I don't know. It kind of gives it away, right?
Yeah, you said his name twice. One more
you
and he appears in studio.
You can look that up on IMDb.
Yeah, I guess.
He was great in the role, too.
Amazing. Matt Nabel.
Yeah, he was.
But he did not show his boob.
Can I tell you, that guy, literally, Matt Nabel, his first movie was, what's the name of that movie that came out with De Niro 4 years ago?
The one with Righteous Kill with Pacino?
No.
Damn
it. Wait, it wasn't, it was, god damn it, what the fuck was it called?
Who was
anyway,
that?
I'll remember. That was Matt Nabel's first movie.
Wait,
it was like,
was it
Matt Nabel's first movie. It was like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if Schmobile knows.
Facty.
Hey, let's get Josh the intern on this. Where is he? Oh, he's out of the office. What a shock.
Here's a question.
Anyway, so Matt Nabel is a fantastic actor who really didn't start acting until he was probably 38. And now all of a sudden he's in like five massive box office movies. Wow.
Yeah, he was great. And your guy's like, I want to know your guy's backstory too, like that relationship. Yeah. It's all very interesting to me. So I want to see more in this this universe.
We had a good time together, Matt and I did, and we created a lot of backstory between the two of us, and we created that I was his number two, and that he trusted me more than anybody.
Yeah. That definitely played.
We invented all of that shit.
Cool.
Killer Elite was the name.
Thank you. Oh,
I just remembered it, and I had somebody flash it at me. Thank you, Mark Reilly.
Thank you. Yeah, Killer Elite was his first movie, and I was like,
I liked that movie. Wow. Jason Statham was. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
There are parts of it I enjoyed.
Fun movie.
All right, so I want a couple questions here from Schmoville that's coming in. Now, somebody had asked, at Canadian Pat 493, question.
No, I will not show you my right boob.
No, forget it. Next question. Question for Katie. What's the difference between working on TV and working on film?
Oh, God. There's, you know, for the most part, there's actually a lot of differences. TV, you have to kind of, it's a slow burn, and you kind of can't put all your energy out there in the first episode because you've got 10 more or in Battlestar 22 more. So but in a movie, you know, you have 2 or 3 months of hard fucking work, mm-hmm. and you can leave it all on the floor and you never have to see that character again.
Mm-hmm. Is it a quicker clip that you're shooting at? Like, is it longer days doing TV because the turnaround's quicker?
Well, TV, you typically shoot between 7 and 9 pages of dialogue a day, which is about 4 to 6 scenes, depending. In movies, you shoot maybe 2 pages a day. Maybe. And if there's a big fight scene, it usually takes 2 days. So it's really slow. There's a lot of sitting. Sorry. There's a lot of sitting around on movies going.
Yeah. Well, see, that brings me to my next point. I don't want to harp on this scene, but I'm just wondering, when you do a nude scene, are you just standing around? Tiffany, I got to know this for when I do nudes.
I wish there was like a tally going up every time. That brings it up. Before we get into it,
here's the thing that I want to say about this scene.
Yeah.
And we talked about this, and you're a friend, so I want to be honest with this and not just say it. I didn't understand the point of it. I'm not complaining about it.
Oh, I understood the point.
But I don't understand. It felt like, and again, you don't have to respond to this, but from my opinion on it, is it felt very like just, hey, this girl's around like 6 or 7 dudes and now she's topless. Why? Like,
there's actually a purpose behind it. Number one, we needed me out of that uniform.
Okay.
Because it was very masculine, so I had to get into a different uniform and we had to justify me changing.
We just see femininity.
Okay.
Number two.
This is why she's a beautiful woman. To talk about it.
He needed a mirror, a compact of some sort for the next scene.
Right.
And so they knew that the only character he could take it from was a woman, which is me.
Okay.
Yeah, you want Matt Nable putting his makeup on?
And then ultimately what it comes down to is they knew that I have really good tits.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see them.
I think that's where it came down.
My question is, do you usually wash your face
with your tits out?
Yeah.
Actually, I do.
Do you?
Yes. Do you not?
No.
Okay, so I...
It just turned into a slumber party. Yeah.
Only if I have, something nice on that I don't want to get messed up, but I'll take my top off and
Tiffany, say cockface asshole.
No.
Oh,
do it. 3 times fast. Cockface asshole. Cockface asshole.
Big sister just did it.
Could you guys have this conversation again, but slower?
can you hold this and move in and out?
And
from
can you
the
do
motion
it? Can you do it in front of a mirror, shirtless?
No, I wash my face naked every night when I go to bed because I just throw on I sleep in little cotton dresses.
Hey now.
Yeah.
That makes 2 of us.
But with no underwear, so it becomes slightly sexier. But I wash my face and then I put my dress on. So I'm always nude.
Okay, but if you're nude on set. Stop talking!
I'm trying to bring it back.
No one needs you to talk now.
Oh, so the guy that's like, I didn't think I needed to see a boob. Now you want to hear the gross stories about washing themselves naked.
I'm still a dude.
Oh, I didn't think. No, you didn't need
to
see
it. What I said to you was, I didn't mind seeing it, but I didn't understand, and she explained it.
I'm
saying.
Hey, are you going to be selling the edited version of the podcast that you're going to let your wife listen to?
What?
What did I say? He's got to put in the same. I didn't think you need to see boob and cut, and we go to the next break. We don't get to hear the.
Hey, so what was it like when you were
I will actually back Christian up on this one because we talked about it on the phone together.
Oh, so you're talking about this with other cast members of the podcast.
You're talking about my boobs on the phone.
I saw it before they did, and then he calls me after, and he's like, now we can talk about it, because I didn't want to spoil anything for that.
Wow, I think I'm the least creepy member here.
Slightly, which is odd.
Yeah, it's
really
a first.
Odd.
You're weird out being the guest and not the host. I'm weird out not being the pervy one.
I will let you know how every guest feels from now on.
Please. Well, everybody's read. Let's get to some more of the Schmoville questions
Truthfully, another reason for it, just really quick, is they really were going after that R. and they wanted to do everything that they could to get that R rating. And, you know, every girl in the movie, for the most part, was fucking nude. I mean, minus Carrie Hilson. But, you
know, here's
the
thing. Wait, every girl in the movie was nude. You're the only one.
Carrie.
Yeah.
That's not true. There were the girls in the fucking opening that are all nude. Like,
if I have to see...
Lisa wasn't, like, sucking on titties.
If I have to look at Vin Diesel's naked body... In that first shot, you know, when it's like him against the moon.
Yeah, why can't we get some naked man?
You
more
did.
Naked, more than that.
He did. That was a nice ass, though.
It reminded me of in Conan when I was like, that scene was just there. So I
just
could see
there to see his ass.
Yeah.
To prove that squats work.
All right, but this is not. This
That's
is
how
not,
I wash my face. I walk out to a mountain ledge and I bring some aloe with me.
I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Can we.
Can I made her snort. Write that in the scoreboard. I made Sackoff snort.
Can we move on for nips and ass, or are we still staying there for a second?
I don't know where you go.
Okay, so. Well, we talked a little bit about the panel at Comic-Con. How different is it for you coming and doing the panel for Riddick versus when you would go and do stuff for Battlestar? Because is it a little more nerve-wracking?
I think that it's everything magnified, to be honest. You know, like, people love Battlestar Galactica. I mean, it's the only reason that they cheered for me when I came out on the stage for Riddick. It's they absolutely love that show. And they love it more now than they did 5 years ago when
DVDs,
it was
Netflix,
actually on the television and that box thing that hangs on your wall. I think that it's just everything on a much larger scale, and there's more at stake.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, in this, a weird way.
The first big sci-fi movie?
You've done? Yeah. And it's weird too, because if you have a bad episode in television, it's fine because you got 11 more or 22 more.
And you can make up for it, right?
Right. I mean, if you have a bad there's
you have a bad movie. It's a shitty movie.
Well, you hope that there's a sequel.
There goes. There's a question too, because there are early reviews out. Again, plugging our own, you can check out a review on either our website or YouTube. But there are a lot of reviews out there right now.
Right.
How are you liking the reviews so far? Are you looking at any of them besides, you know, the people you know, or what? How do you think the response has been so far?
I think the fans are excited.
Yeah.
I think they're enjoying it. I mean, if Rotten Tomatoes is any indicator at all, the tracking is great for this movie. I mean, the tracking for this movie is higher than I've ever seen any movie. It's so high. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're welcome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I kind of know people over there. Just saying.
This article just came out in Variety saying that we're gonna blow, you know, knock on fucking every piece of wood in this place, but like blow through the 20 millions this weekend, which is where it's tracking. You know, it may not happen, but that's where it's tracking, which is huge.
That's
you know,
I think that it also goes to show how much fans had to do with this movie being made.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
100%.
The company was like kind of holding back on it, and then everybody was like, when's the next one?
You know, fans, people love watching Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. he plays these incredibly strong, tough, flawed characters, and for some reason you root for him every time. Even his character in Fast, he's a bad dude. Like, he like fucking stole cars and was in prison and shit, and you're like, win. I want you to win, please.
Well, I hope this time kill
us. Well,
at least
any cops
in Fast,
you have
though
to.
He has like the family thing, because I asked him in this one, I was like, Riddick is not nice.
But wait,
like,
no. But wait,
rarely does he do a nice thing.
But the way he got everybody on his side, he got a dog.
He got a dog.
It's true. Yeah. It's
well,
true.
I think that was incredibly smart, because to have one person in an entire, I mean, it made you sympathetic to him.
Mm-hmm.
It made you hate Santana and his crew. It really served, having that dog served so many purposes. Women in the audience like almost started crying. Like, it was the sweetest thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
What
if you're
spoil?
A woman,
what?
It's a spoiler.
I was pausing her from doing a spoiler.
It didn't. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ted dies.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Be great
fucking,
if like
the fucking teddy bear.
You still get shit for that?
Sometimes.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember when I ruined Ted for everyone? I'm like, the fucking bear dies. What?
I never got that. If you're going to see it because you actually want to see if the teddy bear lives or not, then you're going to the movie for the wrong fucking reason. Like,
right?
You go for the funny lines.
You go to watch him, like, you know, squirt lotion all over his hands and jack off at the grocery counter. That's why you go.
All right, that's fantastic.
Let's get a few more.
You're picturing it now, aren't you?
I'm picturing being a little kid and you reading me the story of Ted as I fall asleep. And then the little bear put lotion on his hands. Yeah. Now, if you'll excuse me, mommy's got to go wash her face naked.
All right. I want to get a couple questions from Schmobile, whether it be tweeting, Facebook. So make sure at Schmoes know and have any questions you have for Katie, tweet them in right now. But here's one from our buddy George McCann. Katie, was it hard working with green screen and what were the positives and the negatives?
Green screen for me is really easy. I actually really enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy it so much?
Because I think that you can pretty much do whatever you want. You know, you're really not working with another actor. You know, you're working just all in your own imagination and getting ideas and stuff from the director. But for the most part, you're just creating it all in your head and imagining what this thing looks like.
Right.
Tell you, hey, there's going to be a dragon over there.
Well, he didn't even say that. He was like, they're all over the place. Just shoot wherever the hell you want to, and I'll add them in later.
How heavy are the guns? Are they real?
Yeah, yeah.
The guns are really heavy. And my character seemed to, minus Batista, because that gun was like, that was pretty insane.
Who'd win in a fight between Batista and Vin Diesel, honestly?
I got to give it to Batista.
Batista's
He's so huge.
Massive. Yeah.
Can Vin, Vin fights well on film, but can he really fight?
I don't know. I've never seen
him. You know what I mean, though. Is he like a tough dude?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, he's got incredible coordination. He's one of those guys that picks up, when you're doing a fight scene with someone, the worst thing is when you've got to teach them over and over and over again because they just don't understand, like a 12-year-old.
But he gets it.
He gets it. He learns it really fast. It's all just like a big dance, you know? And if you're, yeah.
That guy, he just loves grappling with wrestlers, man. He fights with wrestlers. The Rock. That fight still Fast Five, but anyway.
Oh, that fight was great.
So good.
That was a good fight.
All right, green screen fun.
Green screen fun. Woo!
All right, I have a couple of questions here now. Some Facebook ones, and we're going to go to break and come back with Katie. But one of the things I want you to talk about, apparently you just went to the last UFC fight.
I did.
And watched Josh Barnett kick the shit out of Frank Mir. And I love Frank Mir. He's one of my favorites. But
That was a good match.
Well, you just destroyed him. So how was that your first UFC fight? I know you've been to Strikeforce tons of times, but
it was my first UFC fight.
How was that?
I was boycotting until they
signed him.
Josh Barnett a contract.
Yeah.
Who's that dude?
Josh Barnett's our buddy.
Oh, really?
He's a heavyweight. He was one of the first UFC champions that they gave the title.
He was 23 when he won.
Yeah, and then he left. They gave the title to, I think, Frank Mir as well, too. So this was kind of like a match back and
just
forth.
Just exciting being in the crowd, right? Because there's so much electricity in the air.
Yeah, I think that it was kind of the UFC's way of welcoming Josh back and saying goodbye to Frank. You know?
Yeah, I think so,
too.
I
think that he's lost three in a row, and I think that this might be the retirement of Frank. I could be wrong.
The fight in Vegas?
No, in Milwaukee for the Harley-Davidson 110th. I went for both.
Did you ride to fucking Milwaukee on a motorcycle?
We didn't know because I was working and dealing with Meatball. But I would have had he not been sick. I would have just had to leave 6-7 days earlier. Right. But
Meatball is a dog, not like a meatball.
Yeah.
Meatball is
my dog.
It'd be great if you had this weird fetish. Like, oh, no, I got to take care of the meatball. It's a meatball.
That's Meatball in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Put him up in the camera. There you go.
You see it?
There's little Meatball. Meatball's doing better. We had a little Twitter campaign, and now the dog is breathing well, kicking ass.
But
I didn't go after a company. I told the fans to do it. Basically, I was disappointed in a online. A very big online medical supply company because they had said they would give me something and then they didn't because of the liability of it being with a pet.
Mama Dragon's coming out.
And I went a little ballistic because it's when it comes to your child or your dog or anything that needs your help that you're responsible for, mm-hmm. Get out of my way.
I would highly recommend looking at Katie's Twitter feed and seeing what she was able to accomplish. It was pretty great. But we'll talk to Katie a lot more about this. We'll talk to her about some other questions you guys have. We're going to go to break here right now, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. There's a couple things I want to talk to Katie about, a couple rumors that were started.
Yeah, and I got a question, too. Yeah. I got a dietary question.
All right, let's hold it, save it. So again,
I want to talk about motorcycles.
All right, well, submit all your questions. Again, at Schmozno, hashtag at Schmozno Podcast, so we know to ask Katie the question as well. And we'll be back in a second. Schmozno Podcast, Christian Roloff, Mark Ellis, Tiffany Smith, Katie Sackler. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
What's up, Toadheads? Hey, make sure you check out the Toad Hop store on ToadHopNetwork.com. It's a great way to support the network and helps continue to bring you quality programming.
Quality programming, my ass.
Can you see I'm recording you, oh!
To leave your house to shop, to crawl through traffic to the mall.
Just to find the thing you wanted.
Isn't even there at all.
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape.
Games galore.
Everything you're looking for.
Kindle. Cameras. Electronics.
Baby Einstein.
Hooked on Phonics.
Blu-ray.
Movies.
And TV.
Download.
Music.
MP3.
Pixar.
Disney.
Microphones.
Pet supplies and doggy bones.
World of Warcraft.
Nancy Drew.
Sims.
The Scruff System too.
Click Amazon.
You'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
What's up, everyone? Sports Guru here. Sick of looking at the same old boring websites? Well, check out thenewsportsguru.com for all the hottest trending videos and all the biggest sports news. Become a VIP for only $4.99 and get premium access to everything the Sports Guru has to offer. The beautiful gurus, girls, all my biggest sports picks, and much more. So get off that porn site and check out thenewsportsguru.com.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
Hey, Toad Hop listeners, this is Justine Marino,
Mark Ellis,
and Josh McCuga.
From Three's Too Much.
We're on live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. PST.
It's an hour of hardcore fluff.
It's yankin'.
And if you miss Three's Too Much, go back and watch it on the ToadHopNetwork.com or download the audio from iTunes.
And while you're there, why don't you go ahead and subscribe, leave a comment, and rate the show. What's the name of that show, Justine?
Three's Too Much. Someone get me a donut.
I got it this time.
With GameFly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. GameFly.com, games delivered.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Welcome back to the Schmoes No Movies podcast, joined by Christian Harloff and Tiffany Smith. I am Mark Ellis. We're joined by Katie Sackhoff. We're talking everything from face-washing tips to her role in the new film, Riddick. And this segment of Schmoes Know is brought to you by ComicBookMovie.com. ComicBookMovie.com. Christian, most of the fans on there are really appreciative of our work.
A
good percentage of them are really, really nice
comic
to us.
Comic Movie has some great fans, and there are a lot of people who love comic books just like us and movies just like us. But there are some up there that, you know, these guys are dicks.
Hey, you know what? It makes the nicer comments that much better when you get a couple. Fuck you, Ellis.
Well, we also bring a comic book movie for a reason, too, because, look, there were a lot of rumors going around the internet. And you, Katie, had also been able to, you talk about social media and stuff that it has done. There's two roles that have been circulating around your name.
Her name's been circulating around the roles, I believe.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. You got what I was saying, right?
Yeah. It goes both ways.
Yeah. Only for this week until my movie's been on, and then it switches back to the other one.
Well, this movie coming out is a perfect timing now. Perfect timing for this. Because how about, first of all, let's talk about this Ms. Marvel thing, okay? Because Marvel today had announced that they actually want to do a female lead superhero film. And one starts thinking, Ms. Marvel.
Yeah. Slash Captain Marvel.
Right. Captain Marvel. Tiffany
Wait,
always.
It's the same dude? It's a transgender situation?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
It's the same person. It's just now called Captain Marvel.
So she was promoted or something.
Instead of like Ms. whatever.
Oh, she's a captain, but it's still a woman.
It's incredibly sexist.
Still a woman.
I believe in females that can kick ass.
Now, Katie, this rumor. I think one of our fans and then us kind of started this thing.
Because I haven't heard it.
You're lying through your teeth.
It was born in Schmoville?
Yeah, it was born in Schmoville. But
it's a good place to live.
So have you, from that, did you hear anything at all? Like, did anybody call you that counts from it?
What's the studio that has it?
Marvel.
No, I mean like the actual studio.
Well, Disney. Marvel, yeah.
It's DC Comics, which is why it's weird.
Nothing yet from Disney or Marvel or anything yet?
There's been some stuff.
Okay. Some phone calls. Well, okay. Have there been some unlisted blocked numbers that are calling the Sackhoff residence?
I want to get into
talking
this stuff.
About Miss Marvel.
What, without getting yourself in trouble, what can you tell us about the stuff?
There's been a lot of checking of availability.
For Marvel movies.
I don't quite know exactly. I don't know.
What for when in the future? Like when are they asking if you're in town?
Would it be Avengers?
I don't know. There's been a lot of questions about the first quarter of next year. And then
phase.
That's the best time to get Katie because it's all cold where she likes to ride the motorcycles and be dangerous. So.
Okay. So, one of the reasons I think that this definitely makes a lot of sense, too, because Vin Diesel has been rumored very much to a lot. And now he's doing Groot for Guardians of the Galaxy.
And possibly some whole other franchise.
From other franchises. Did you meet anybody through, and this isn't necessarily of meetings or, I mean, it's just like, you know, deals wise, but did you meet anybody of that caliber through Vin? Like, meaning like, you know, did were
there, I get what you're saying.
Well, I mean, like, were there meetings that he had with certain people who make those decisions over at Marvel that he maybe introduced you to some of these people?
I don't know.
You don't know if you've met them.
I don't know if I've met them.
Okay.
No, here's what you do. You're at a party with
stuff.
Vin, and you know you're celebrating Riddick because that's what movie stars do. They hang out before the movie, and then there's these executives that come up like the mayor. They have cigars. That's how you can tell they're big time.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, Katie, I'm interested in doing a project with you as well. You should come into my office." That kind of stuff.
But you just made it sound so like skeevy and dirty.
That's Hollywood, kids. It's a dirty, dirty town underneath all that beautiful tinsel.
Well, what they did though is that.